Have you ever heard a lot of commotion and wondered what it's all about? Maybe there's some event going on that you just can't believe is really happening. Or maybe somebody has been sighted that you're not sure if that's really who that is. And so you want to go and find out for yourself. If you would please turn your Bibles with me to the Gospel of Luke. The 7th chapter. Luke chapter 7. Here in this chapter, Jesus is in the city of Nain. And there is a widow that lives there that had a son who had died. And Jesus was able to raise her son from the dead. We're told in verse 16 that fear came upon them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen up among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him went throughout all Judea and the surrounding region. And you can imagine as that word begins to spread, the farther and farther that word goes, those that were not there in name would wonder, is this truly Jesus himself? No doubt John had questions here, because in verse 18, the disciples of John reported to him concerning all these things. And John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to Jesus, saying, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" John knew that there was one that indeed was going to come. When you go back through the Old Testament, you would read a lot of prophecies concerning the return of Jesus Christ. The time would come that God indeed would be in the flesh through Jesus, his only begotten Son. And you'll recall that it was John's responsibility to prepare the way of the Lord. The prophet Malachi says in chapter 3 and verse 1, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness." No doubt John was very familiar with these words, and he wanted truly to understand, indeed, was Jesus the very one the prophets foretold. And so in verse 20, when the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? And that very hour he cured many of infirmities, afflictions, and evil spirits, and to many blind he gave sight." You notice that as John's disciples were sent, so they went. They asked Jesus directly the question that John wanted to know. And no doubt, a part of them wanted to know as well. And if you're asking a question to someone on behalf of someone else, well, you expect to get an answer and to go and take it back. What you receive is what you are to give, right? But notice Jesus did not give them the answer perhaps they expected. Instead of saying, "I am the coming one," he did. He cured infirmities, afflictions, and evil spirits. And he gave sight to many who were blind. Instead of Jesus saying, Jesus did. And those that saw and heard then had a responsibility. In verse 22, Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things you have seen and heard. That the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. You see, the disciples of John could go and tell John, yes, he is, because they saw him themselves. They heard him themselves. And thus they didn't have to rely upon the word of others, but instead they would have their own faith. That was what Jesus wanted them to do. And so it was up to them to believe based upon their own understanding. And then it was up to them to go and tell John, to go and share what they have seen and what they have heard. And no doubt when word got back to John, it was up to him to accept their own testimony, to accept what they saw, to accept what they heard, and thus to respond accordingly. You know, the same is true for you and me even today. The Word of God must be preached. It is up to us to share the things that we have seen and we have heard. Now, we may not experience eyewitnessing the things that Jesus did in the flesh, but you know, that's what the Word of God is for. We have the account of the things that Jesus had done. Remember the words of John in John chapter 21? There in verse 24, he says, "This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true." Well, how did John know that it was true? Because he saw it. Because he heard it. And he wrote those things down so that you and I, too, can believe what he had seen and what he had heard. He said earlier in John chapter 20 and verse 30, "Truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Do we truly believe that? Are we willing to accept that the Bible truly is the inspired Word of God? Are we willing to believe that God sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, that he lived a sinless life, that he died upon the cross, that he was buried, that he rose again, to give us all that hope of eternal life? If we truly believe it, we will do what Jesus says. We will be obedient to the gospel. And then it's up to us to go and tell others what we have seen and what we have heard. You see, the gospel is for all. It has the power to save you and me, as Paul taught the Romans in chapter 1 and verse 16. I believe Jesus knew what he was doing, not only teaching John, but also his disciples. He knows what he is doing in teaching you and teaching me. The gospel is in our hands. It's up for us to take it, to believe it, to obey it, and to share it. And so are we willing to do that this evening? Are we willing to do that the rest of our lives? We're just about to sing a song of encouragement. If there is one tonight that needs to respond to that invitation, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.